52. Say, O people, withhold not from yourselves the grace of God and his mercy. Whoso withholdeth himself therefrom is indeed in grievous loss. What, O people, do ye worship the dust and turn away from your Lord, the gracious, the all-bountiful? Fear ye God, and be not of those who perish. Say, the book of God hath been sent down in the form of this youth. Hallowed therefore be God, the most excellent of makers. Take ye good heed, O peoples of the world, lest ye flee from his face. Nay, make haste to attain his presence, and be of them that have returned unto him. Pray to be forgiven, O people, for having failed in your duty towards God, and for having trespassed against his cause, and be not of the foolish. He it is who hath created you. He it is who hath nourished your souls through his cause and enabled you to recognize him who is the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Knowing. He it is who hath unveiled to your eyes the treasures of his knowledge and caused you to ascend unto the heaven of certitude, the certitude of his resistless, his irrefutable, and most exalted faith. Beware that ye do not deprive yourselves of the grace of God, that ye do not bring to naught your works, and do not repudiate the truth of this most manifest, this lofty, this shining, and glorious revelation. Judge ye fairly the cause of God your Creator, and behold that which hath been sent down from the throne on high, and meditate thereon with innocent and sanctified hearts. Then will the truth of this cause appear unto you as manifest as the sun in its noontide glory. Then will ye be of them that have believed in him. Say, the first and foremost testimony establishing his truth is his own self. Next to this testimony is his revelation. For whoso faileth to recognize either the one or the other, he hath established the words he hath revealed as proof of his reality and truth. This is verily an evidence of his tender mercy unto men. He hath endowed every soul with the capacity to recognize the signs of God. How could he otherwise have fulfilled his testimony unto men, if ye be of them that ponder his cause in their hearts? He will never deal unjustly with any one, neither will he task a soul beyond its power. He verily is the compassionate, the all-merciful. Say, so great is the glory of the cause of God, that even the blind can perceive it, how much more they whose sight is sharp, whose vision is pure. The blind, though unable to perceive the light of the sun, are nevertheless capable of experiencing its continual heat. The blind in heart, however, among the people of the Bayan, and to this God is my witness, are impotent, no matter how long the sun may shine upon them, either to perceive the radiance of its glory or to appreciate the warmth of its rays. Say, O people of the Bayan, we have chosen you out of the world to know and recognize ourself. We have caused you to draw nigh unto the right side of paradise, the spot out of which the undying fire crieth in manifold accents, "There is none other God besides me, the all-powerful, the Most High." Take heed lest ye allow yourselves to be shut out as by a veil from this day star that shineth above the dayspring of the will of your Lord, the All-Merciful, and whose light hath encompassed both the small and the great. Purge your sight, that ye may perceive its glory with your own eyes, and depend not on the sight of any one except yourself, for God hath never burdened any soul beyond its power. Thus hath it been sent down unto the prophets and messengers of old, and been recorded in all the scriptures. Strive, O people, to gain admittance into this vast immensity, for which God ordained neither beginning nor end, in which his voice hath been raised, and over which have been wafted the sweet savours of holiness and glory. Divest not yourselves of the robe of grandeur, neither suffer your hearts to be deprived of remembering your Lord, nor your ears of hearkening unto the sweet melodies of his wondrous, his sublime, his all-compelling, his clear and most eloquent voice.